WJW Mobile.
WKO4NNH. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Driving my way back down to Pelzer right now from Powdersville. How are you?
Home from the grocery store with a trunk full of groceries. Hey, when you write code for robots, do you use M codes and G codes, or do you write the software that writes that code?
Use this thing called Carol. It's what the Fanuc 6-axis robot uses, sometimes 7-axis, but mainly, I think it's based on a thing called Carol. There's no G code or anything like that.
I was just curious how that worked nowadays, or how different it is from writing code for CNC machines that do, you know, cutting parts out, driving a robot versus cutting out parts.
Dave, let me tell you, G-code is still fairly used commonly, at least in the CNC world. A bunch of the tooling guys at my job, they use, when they use the CNCs, they mainly whip up G-code for it, but whereas us on the robot side, we use, JLCs, that's all part of the Carol code that Fanuc is based off of, or at least the detect robot.
X, Y, Z, A, B, C, and I, J, K, for three-dimensional space vectors, is it something like that? That's one of the other languages before CNC, G, and M codes was a vector-based code. That sounds like something similar to what you're doing.
Not familiar with G-code, not quite yet at least. I'm planning on getting a 3D printer, so I got plans to learn it soon, but now, as far as I know, we use 6-axis world, and we use JLs and Cs, mainly Js and Ls. You got joint, which is robot move there as fast as possible can mathematically, and L is a linear move, so it's all the Js and Ls are just teach points that we program how the robots are. But G-code world, I still can't speak to that. I don't know anything about it.
Somebody's written an abstraction layer in there, and you're using that layer of abstraction so that you don't have to actually do, you know, when you go around the corners. You don't have, I got an incoming phone call. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
My destination, 73. Look forward to talking to you again. KO4NH, I'll be clear for now.
All right, Fred. Have a good day. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again. W4DJW.
Here, KO4NH, please.